Welcome to day number 75. We are up to the fifth perek of Maseches Demai. Now, what we've learned in the last few days, or really reviewed, in terms of the different tithes and what you have to give for Demai and what you don't, all of that, the chart that we posted and the introduction we posted today, I think it was day number 73, all of that's really going to come in handy for these Mishnayos today. So a quick review. We know that when it comes to Demai, you have to separate a bunch of tithes. But unlike regular produce, when it comes to Demai, there are some things that you only have to designate. You have to say, this is Meiser, or this is Meiser Sheni, this is Meiser Ani, I'm sorry. But you don't actually have to give it to the intended recipients. And there's some other times when it comes to Demai that you have to do both. You have to designate it and give to the intended recipient. So when it comes to Meiser, and when it comes to Meiser Ani, when it comes to Meiser that usually goes to the Levi, and Meiser Ani that usually goes to the poor, in those two cases, you don't actually have to give it to them. You only designate it and say, this is Meiser or this is Meiser Ani, but then you keep it for yourself. For the reasons why, you can listen to that introduction. When it comes to, but there's another halacha. The halacha is Trumas Meiser. You know, we usually, when you give 10% to the Levi then has to give 10% of that to the Kohen. That's your halacha. You have nothing to do with Trumas Meiser. You've given the 10% to the Levi, and you're done. You're finished. The Levi has to then give it to the Kohen. But because when it comes to Demai, you're not actually giving the Levi Meiser at all. You're keeping the Meiser to yourself. You are responsible to give 10% of that Meiser to the Kohen. It's on you. Usually it's on the Levi, and by Demai it's on you. So when it comes to Trumas Meiser, you have to separate and give to the Kohen. And when it comes to Meiser Sheni, you have to separate it and bring it to Yerushalayim. So again, Meiser and Meiser Ani, you only designate and you keep for yourself. Trumas Meiser that goes to the Kohen and Meiser Sheni that goes to Yerushalayim, you actually do have to separate it. And with that in mind, let's look at Mishnah Aleph. Now, it'll be a little bit challenging to picture without a diagram, so I'll post a diagram, but the concept is not too difficult. So, halokeach ben anachtam, one who buys a loaf of bread from a baker, we're assuming it's a loaf of bread that is demai. Ketzad hu ma'aser, so how do you go about separating tithes properly from this demai loaf of bread? So, notel kadei trumas ma'aser v'chala. You mark off, you leave it as part of the loaf right then, but you mark off 3% of the loaf, right? So you have this long loaf and the small little edge of it, the 3%, you're gonna mark off and eventually take off, right? So that's 3% of the entire loaf. Why is it 3% of the entire loaf? Because you have to take the kedei trumas meiser b'chala, the amount that you're eventually gonna have to give of trumas meiser and chala. Trumas meiser, as we said, a tenth of the meiser. That's really 1% of the loaf, right? It's 1/100th of the loaf. And then chala is a separate halacha. Yet besides for tithes, you have to give for grain. When it comes to chala, there's an additional thing. When it comes to an already baked loaf of bread, there's an additional mitzvah that you have to give chala. You have to separate chala and give that to the kohen. So you have to take trumas meiser, which is 1%, and chala, which is usually 1/48th. Sometimes it's 1/24th. We're assuming it's 1/48th here because you got it from a baker. So 1/48th is really is about 2%. So again, you mark off about 3% of the loaf. 1% for trumas meiser, 2% for chala. V'omer, and here's what you say. Echad, and the quick principle here is that you can't separate trumas meiser without first separating meiser because it's 10% of meiser. So what do? Echad mimasha yeshkan. 1/100th, meaning 1% of what's over here, right? Harei zabetzad meiser. So if you think about it, it's 1%. You're looking at the 3% of the entire loaf. 1% of that, meaning a third of that amount, that is closest to the rest of the loaf, right? That's going to be considered meiser. Aye, but meiser, it's 10%, not just 1%. And then you say, ushar meiser samachlo, and the rest, 9%, is what's on the other side of the mark, right? You have 3% on one side, 97% on the other side. So you mark off 1% of that 3%, right? One, or really a third of that 3%. You say, this is meiser, plus 9% more on the other side of the marker. That is meiser. Great, now you've done meiser. Now you can actually separate trumas meiser. So then, zesh hashisi meiser, that first little bit, the part on the, let's say, left side of the marker, that 1% that I said was originally meiser, now, asoi trumas meiser, love, now I'm going to make that trumas meiser. That 1% is now the 10% of the 10%. That's my trumas meiser. Vashar chala, and the rest of that 3%, which is now 2%, right? I hope this is clear. I'll upload a diagram. The rest of it is considered chala. Right, that 2% is res chala, and you give all of that to the kohen. Both the trumas meiser and the chala gives to the kohen. The 1% which is trumas meiser, the 2% which is chala. Well, meiser sheni, but tzivono, but deramo, and meiser sheni is either the north part of the loaf or the south part of the loaf. Umechol alamos, and that you don't have to separate. You just redeem for money, and you bring that money to Yerushalayim. So you're still left with 97% of that loaf. You give 3% to the kohen, and you give the coins that you redeemed for Maaser Sheni, you bring it to Yerushalayim. That is Mishnah Aleph. Okay, full disclosure here. This is a second recording for Mishnah Beis, because when I first explained Mishnah Beis, it was based on one girsa, and it's a much more troubling girsa. And I clarified for myself, and I think I personally have a better understanding of the Mishnah now, and I wanted to share that, I guess, more accurate and clearer version of Mishnah Beis with you. So I'm recording Mishnah Beis together, and hopefully the two pieces, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis, go together well. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Now we're talking about is separating tithes, trumas and maasros, not from demai and not from a loaf. We're going to assume right now, based on the girsa that we're going to use, we're going to assume that we're not talking about a loaf. We're just talking about someone who wants to separate demai from grain. So what's the halacha? How do you do it? What's the process? Again, Mishnah Aleph was talking about a loaf of bread of demai, and this is talking about grain that is regular tevel. Not demai, but just untithed produce. Says Mishnah Beis, Harotze lahafrish truma utrumas meiser ka'achas. Someone who wants to separate both truma and trumas meiser as one. Right? In this case, generally, everyone has to separate truma. Truma goes to the kohen. The reason we didn't talk about truma in the last case is because when it comes to demai, we assume all amei ha'aretz already separated truma, and therefore we don't have to separate truma from demai. But this is regular produce, and all produce needs truma. So one wants to separate truma, give that to the kohen, and trumas meiser. That's the tenth of the tenth. The question, of course, is why would a non-Kohen or Levi be separating Trumas Meiser? Usually that's the job of the Levi, right? You give the Levi 10% and then he has to give Trumas Meiser. So to understand this Mishnah, we're just going to assume, as many explain, that we're talking about the person who's separating the Truma and Trumas Meiser is a Levi, or is a Kohen. They have to give Trumas Meiser as well. So it's a person, let's assume right now that it's a Levi. A Levi has grain, wants to separate both Truma and Trumas Meiser and give both of those to a Kohen. So Ka'achas, you want to do it together. So how do you do it? How do you do it as one? So notel echad mishloshim v'shalosh v'shlish. You give one of 33 and a third, basically that same 3% that we were talking about in the last Mishnah. You mark off of the grain 3%. Okay. V'omer, echad imeyam imashe yeshkan, harei zeh betzad zeh chulun. 1/100th of the entire pile of grain, meaning the same thing that we said in the last Mishnah. You have the 3%, 1% of that of the loaf, a third of the 3%. Different ways of saying it, but 1% that is on the side that was marked off, that is considered chulin, meaning that's not yet tithe. I'm just putting that aside for a moment. I'm putting a third of the 3% that I separated aside. It's going to be nothing yet. V'ashar truma ala kol, but the rest of that 3% is now going to be truma, right? The rest of that 3% is 2%, and we know that truma is generally 1/50th. 1/50th comes out to about 2%. So we give 2% of that 2% of that 3% to the coin, meaning 2/3 of that 3% goes to the coin. I know it's confusing. I'll post the chart, right? The hashar truma alakol, we said that. Umeyachulin sheishkan harezeh betzadzeh meiser. So that one little bit, that the 1%, which is again a third of the 3% that I originally said was chulin, that I originally said was nothing, that's going to be meiser. Meiser needs to be 10%. So again, the same as last Mishnah. Vashar meiser samachlo, and you'll make up the 10% with another 9% on the other side of the marker, just like you'll see in the picture. Zeshra sisi meiser asui trumas meiser alav, and then that 1% that was originally meiser, that was 10%, I'm going to make that meiser, the part that's on the left side of the marker, I'm going to make that meiser, trumas meiser, I'm sorry, that's 10% of the 10%, that's going to be trumas meiser. Vashar chala is not read with the rest of our Mishnah. That's considered to be that was part of the girsa issue. That's considered by most not really meant to be part of our Mishnah. It should not be there. So we're going to ignore the words vashar chala. So we did our job. We're not talking about chala because we're not talking about a loaf of bread. We're just talking about grain. So we're going to assume that is a wrong girsa, a wrong version of the text. So it doesn't have the words vashar chala. So instead, we're just talking about grain. You have the 3% that you mark off. 1% ends up being trumas meiser. 2% ends up being truma, and you give it to the kohen. And the same thing as we saw last time, but meiser sheni b'tzfono obidiromo. You designate meiser sheni either in the northern part of the pile or the southern part of the pile, umechal al-hamalos, and you can redeem that for money, and you bring that to Yerushalayim. That is Perek Beis. Again, I will post, I'm sorry, Mishnah Beis. I will post the chart, so hopefully it's much clearer, and then we'll do Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.